USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Five U.S. service members were killed Friday evening after their aircraft suffered a mishap and crashed into the eastern Mediterranean Sea, the Pentagon revealed on Sunday. The mishap took place during a routine air refueling mission as part of military training, and all on board the aircraft were killed, U.S. European Command said in a brief statement. An earlier release from UConn stressed that the aircraft crash was purely related to training and there was no indications of hostile activity. The aircraft has been identified as a Black Hawk helicopter carrying five Special Ops forces. Any further details on the military service it belonged to or the exact location or timing of the accident are not available at this time. China's president is coming to the U.S. this week to meet up with Joe Biden in the city by the bay.
President Biden scheduled to meet with the president of China here in the United States this week. The city chosen for the meeting, San Francisco, where California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom admits city workers are very busy moving homeless folks off the streets, so the Chinese delegation does not see them or their tents. Drug addicts who shoot up around the clock are also being relocated. I'm Laura Winters.
Kindergarten vaccine exemptions have reached an historic high.
Data from the CDC, which assesses immunization programs covering measles, mumps, rubella, tetanus, polio, and chickenpox shots, reveals a decrease in the number of children receiving these vaccinations compared to the period before the pandemic. This school year, vaccination coverage stands at 93%, a decline from the previous 95%. The report indicates that a total of 3% of kindergartners had an exemption, with 2.8% of those being non-medical. I'm John Schaefer.
No Powerball jackpot winner on Saturday night. The jackpot now climbs to roughly $235 million for Monday night's drawing. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is facing accusations that he personally rejected proposals to enhance teen mental health on Facebook and Instagram, including shutting down a suggestion to disable Instagram's beauty filters, according to newly unsealed documents. Critics argue that these face-altering filters contribute to unrealistic body image expectations and harm teens' mental health. The lawsuit also alleges that Meta, under Zuckerberg's direction, exploited the psychology of adolescents' brains and set goals to increase user time spent on Instagram. Tensions are escalating in the war between Israel and Hamas. 2024 Republican presidential candidate and former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, on Fox News Sunday, saying the U.S. needs to continue supporting Israel.
Us having the backs of Israel is hugely important. Us having the back of Ukraine is important because you've got an unholy alliance of China, Russia, and Iran all trying to intimidate us and intimidate our friends. Don't fall for it. The one thing that all of them fear is when we have an alliance that's strong and that we stand by.
Election offices in various states across the country have discovered envelopes containing suspicious powdery substances. Investigations are underway in Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, and Georgia, as all these envelopes were received this week. In Spokane, Washington, authorities confirmed traces of fentanyl in an envelope received by the county elections office through an initial test. Meanwhile, Tacoma police reported that the substance in their letter tested positive for baking soda. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.